for the friends I kept loved and lost. When I still believe in God be chose, and the freedom our forefathers granted us. I hope it's not too late to save America.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is June 7th, 2021. Our show will be about current events. Items that took place the last week in the news, mainly items in the mainstream media that shouldn't have been in the mainstream media. And I'll be going over items that should have been in the mainstream but weren't. Big, big difference. Look at it more of an educational course here for about a 30-minute session each week on my show. This is a faith-based program, as always. Let's start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord, and please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them, where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us in fighting for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Once again, a big week. Lots going on. Let's get started. Twitter blocks the ICANN account that was supposed to contain the 3,000-plus Dr. Fauci emails. Now, ICANN is the group, the organization with the acronym ICAN on the web. The company that's going to be exposing the 3,000-plus emails should have the right to just simply expose it. So what Twitter's trying to do is not to try to block or censor the word Fauci emails, the hashtag Fauci emails, but they're trying to block the account altogether that people would be able to link in, click on to link to receive them. Now, this is another layer of censorship once again, and that social media has no need to be doing at all. If someone wants to read or click on the link to see this, they certainly can. And so why Twitter needs to get in the way to start blocking this is very, very interesting. Now, the U.S. Army Pacific, guess who's in charge? Charles Flynn took effect. Leading the U.S. Army Pacific. And yes, this is Michael Flynn's younger brother. This was announced a month or two earlier that he was going to be taking over and promoted to that top spot. Many people that were disinformation, those focusing on disinfo were saying this is nothing to do with Michael Flynn's brother. This is not a relation. This is not his brother. Charles Flynn is Michael Flynn's brother. So regardless of the misinfo or the disinfo that's out there, this is a fact. Very high promotion. Charles Flynn. And this is very good news. Once again, the military seems to be backing Donald Trump and not supporting Joe Biden. This is another example of this. If you watch the mainstream news, they all vilify Mike Flynn. And they're not going to have a mention about this on the mainstream news at all because they're deep state. So yes, Charles Flynn is the new head of the U.S. Army Pacific. Now, an interview by George Papadopoulos reiterates the fact of the five eyes. And so this hasn't been talked about in several months, so I'm going to discuss it here on our show today. As bad as the deep state wants to make China out to be, as bad as the deep state wants to make Russia, North Korea, Iran, Iraq, they quite possibly may be bad states or bad actors or bad countries. But we've got to keep in mind that they're pushing those names consistently out there. The Russian, the dossier, interference with the election, all these things that were false was proven to be false that related to Russia. China now, we're getting in with the Wuhan, the virus released. China's the bad guy. Yes, now that may be entirely true. But what Papadopoulos has said in his recent interview is that what's causing all of this is the Five Eyes intelligence network. This is where the corruption lies. The countries, the five countries that are involved in Five Eyes. The five countries are Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States, and the UK. The Five Eyes are the countries spying on the other countries to not get in trouble with its own country's rules about spying on its own citizens. So, for instance, it's not okay for the United States government to spy on its own citizens, but it doesn't say anything about Canada or the UK, their intelligence services spying on US citizens. So this is the loophole. New Zealand does it with Australia, the UK, the US, Canada, they all go back and forth without spying on their own citizens. But then they use that intelligence for nefarious purposes, so to say. That's the five eyes. There's five sets of, not five sets, but five eyes looking around and surveilling everything, kind of an NSA type of a thing. Now, this intelligence network is all tied together because they're all friendly nations sharing all this information. But they were also the ones saying that Russia did it for the dossier. They're also the ones saying Russia did it for the election issues of 2016. And remember, what came out of this is that there was no election tampering in 2016. There was no dossier built together by Russia in 2016. It was the UK that was involved with it. It was Australia that was connected. It was New Zealand that was the bad guys. It was Canada that was involved and bad areas, bad guys within the United States. So it keeps circling back to these five countries. Now, Papadopoulos is also quick to make sure that we do not forget Italy in all of this. Italy. So once again, when we see these things come up, we see these narratives come up that Russia is the bad guy and Iran is the bad guy. Keep these things in mind because the bad countries are being headed up by these Five Eyes intelligence networks. Now, Peter, I think it's Daznak. That email came out saying that where he was quoted as saying thanks to Dr. Fauci for denying the Wuhan lab theory. And, you know, this came out June 2nd when this doctor came out, Peter Daznak, in his email with the thousands of emails that came out regarding Dr. Fauci. His specifically said thanks for denying that it came from the Wuhan lab. And remember, that's a level 4 laboratory there in Wuhan, China, that would have been more than enough ample to create and distribute and to leak that virus out. We know it didn't come from a bat from a wet market. originally was thought to come from Wuhan, China. That's where the lab is. So there's an email specifically saying thanks to Dr. Fauci in a personal email for making sure he didn't blame the lab. Well, that's interesting. Why would they care if the lab wasn't involved with it? So once again, there's misinformation out there, and there's disinformation out there. More likely, the Wuhan lab in China had something to do with it. Maybe that was the lab that released it. Or maybe that was the lab that altered or re-engineered this virus. But many, including myself, believe that it did originate from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, or even Fort Detrick. But both of those are in the United States. That's where it originated. That's where it was created. That's where it was genetically modified and created. And then, yes, more than likely, it was shipped out before it was in its complete state, escaped through up through Canada, perhaps, and then flown into China, modified, finalized, and then released. All this is done for two reasons, mainly for plausible deniability. Now, if it's released in China, the U.S. can always point their finger back that China released it. If it was created or modified or changed or altered in China, the U.S. can point their fingers and say China did it. But are we hearing that? Yes, that's all we're hearing, is China's got their dirty little mitts in this. But what's not being talked about is who created it. Where did it originate from? If it originated in the United States, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, that should be front page news. All the finger pointing at Trump or at China for causing this, the pandemic or the plandemic, and more likely it came from right within our very borders of our own country. So that was very interesting, that email. Also on June 2nd, there was a message that went out. You know, once again, going after Trump, saying that Trump ends his blog after 29 days. Well, Trump was cut off of Facebook and Twitter, decided to start his own website called DonaldTrump.com, and he has been using that. If he had a press release or something, he would announce that. Used it for 29 days. As far as I know, I think he's still using it. I'm not sure what this whole news article statement is by saying that it was basically so unsuccessful that he had to shut it down. This is disinformation. This is not true. It's much like Mike Lindell putting up millions of dollars to start a new broadcast channel, 24/7 online social network channel called Frank Speech, frankspeech.com. Well, that has been having some terrific content, excellent interviews, and great amounts of documentation and documentaries on that channel. But there were a few glitches when it first opened up on the opening days and the opening week of that broadcast. And that's what the mainstream news tries to get the general public, the gullible public, to believe. The headlines back then were all this money poured in for a network that failed. All this money poured in for all these glitches, for something that doesn't work. It does work. Believe me, it works. Website is excellent. A lot of content out there. And they are providing great content and great interviews 24/7. It's a huge, phenomenal success, the Frank Speech Network. But for those who only watch the mainstream news, there's only been a couple of articles about it, and they've stressed how much of a successful or a gigantic failure the whole project has been. That's not the case. Now, Fauci appears to have a forthcoming book coming out. Now, he's having this book coming out about how great he is, while at the same time, these 3,000 plus emails have been leaked and they're all over the place, making him look bad. Now, because of that, the good thing here, or the favorable thing here for the white hats or the good guys, is that this book is now being removed from stores for availability for pre-order from all of these booksellers. They're like, maybe this isn't the time to promote this book. Maybe this isn't the time to release it to make it available for pre-order because of all the bad press he's getting. Well, now we're seeing something like this actually work in our favor here. Without getting the book filled with all of these Fauci lies, we're getting all the Fauci truths in the emails, which is going to delay the market for his book. That, I think, is very interesting. On June 4th, Pennsylvania calls for a similar audit like the one in Arizona. This is going to be interesting. The Arizona one is going to be wrapping up. I think the last day is June 14th of the hand count ballots. Very interesting. This is also not made the mainstream news. But when they wrap up this and announce the final official tallies, this is going to be very interesting. Now, Georgia may have the same type of similar thing. And now if this is true, where we're getting Pennsylvania having something similar to this, this is going to be very good. Many call it the domino effect, the domino theory. You get a couple of these big states to go, and following that, we may get 5 or 10 other states to go, and then we may get 15, 20 more. Before we know it, we may have full hand recounts of all 50 states. Now, Trump, we already know, won the election, and more than likely won every single state. But it's the battleground states that are going to be first for most importance here. If they get a state that Biden won or perceived to have won, and the recount shows from an official audit that he did not win, and there was fakery involved, vote switching, faked ballots and nonsense like that, and we have an official state that gets overturned, like Arizona could have, where Trump actually wins it. And the same thing could happen there with Georgia and Pennsylvania, and hopefully Michigan and New York and Wisconsin. If those are all battleground states, he's going to win all the states that caused him to officially lose. That could be enough right there to overturn the election. Now, Donald Trump has already said that he's going to be back. The House is going to turn. The House will be back. The Senate will be back. And the White House will be back. He went on to say, we'll be back sooner than you think. Now, this is very interesting. A lot of individuals have come forward saying Donald Trump will be back in August, back in office by August, back in office by September, maybe by July. But certainly it'll be well before 2024 if he wins the next election. So that's the question. Will Biden be out before the next election? Is Trump going to run and win the next election? Or will he be in office, reinstated back in office, prior to anything to do with the 2024 election? That's where I'm leaning. I don't think the 2024 election has anything to do with this. He'll probably be back in office by this fall. Now, Jeff Hawley goes on record now, this last week, calling for a full Fauci investigation. This I would monitor real close. I don't think the mainstream news has been covering that one at all. So, we also have hydroxychloroquine making the news. A study completed in the country of India shows that that is a very effective way to stop or lower the risk of the COVID. Now, Donald Trump has been saying this from the very beginning. Mike Lindell has been saying this. Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, many have been saying this, but have been demonized. I have been tweeting this personally and posting this kind of stuff on Facebook. My posts and tweets have been pulled down. My YouTube channel has been yanked, all for saying this very thing. Now, this is very interesting if this comes out to be true. Remember, it still could come back to the reason Barry Sherman and his wife, Honey, were killed in December 2017 in Toronto. There still hasn't been the truth on that murder, double homicide in Toronto. Barry Sherman's company was the largest generic hydroxychloroquine company in North America. Canada for sure, one of the top ones in North America. And before this all came out, but I think after they decided to go forward with this COVID pandemic, the plandemic, when it was green-lighted in 2017 or 2018, before it even went live in 2019, it was the first cases right after that event, 201 event took place in October of 2019. They may have already given the green light to do this whole thing, have the pandemic run wild, shut down these businesses, blame it all on Trump, get Trump out of office. All of this was done for a reason, but it all started with the murder of Honey and Barry Sherman in Toronto, Canada in December 2017. So we're coming up on the 4-year anniversary of that. Right now it's been 3.5 years and no one's been talking about that. It's another thing to keep in mind. Now, Stormy Daniels makes the news. Today, June 7th, her name is trending once again, saying that she would, quote, love to testify against former President Trump. Well, there's one thing that the public is not aware of, or they might be aware of, and they have long since forgotten about it. The allegations Stormy Daniels made against Trump were lies. The information she said and testified were against Trump were lies. And when Trump sued her, she was found guilty of making all this up. Guess what the judgment was? The judgment was that Stormy Daniels had to come up with the money to reimburse Donald Trump back all the legal costs and the legal expense that he had spent on the legal defense and all this nonsense. So now we're getting more nonsense. But I see the public is joining right in. The gullible public is tweeting and helping to raise this Twitter from trending. I think it's at number 7 right now in the United States. The top number 7 trending topic in the U.S. is Stormy Daniels. And the fans and the gullible public are hoping that she does it and she testifies against Trump. Well, this all means nothing because he's already sued and won in a court of law against the bogus information. So they're playing on that. In Arizona this last week, during the audit, they found more than 21,000 untraceable voters. Not votes, voters. 21,000, more than 21,000 voters. They couldn't find backup registration or to authenticate or prove that these people were even real. In other words, we get back to the phantom voters. Where do these come from? How do they get in the mix? Who creates them? How do these people get registered? And remember, in the state of Arizona, Trump lost by not even that amount. I think, wasn't it 11,000 or something? So you strip out 21,000 votes, and now he's going to win already. And this is a huge news story, but we don't see it on the mainstream news. Very odd. Pennsylvania. Now there's two state senators calling for an election audit, much like Arizona's. So last week there was one Pennsylvania state senator. Now we've got two. Pennsylvania, remember, one of the corrupt states. It does appear now that there's two state senators that are not corrupt and are white hats, demanding an audit be done of the votes in the state of Pennsylvania. Well, number one, I'd like to say hats off to these two. That's awesome. That is excellent, phenomenal news. We can just get that now in Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Georgia, and Wisconsin. That would be excellent. Now, we know that the jab, there's been many promotions for people to get the jab. In a normal case, in a normal situation, in a normal, organic, authentic situation, people would want to get the jab. They would want to receive a vaccine for something that was deadly. Well, here people aren't getting it. People are hesitant. People are demanding they're not going to get it. And people are walking out of jobs that demand you get the jab. They're saying, fine, I don't need the job. I'll go work somewhere else. I'm not getting this jab. The question is, why are there so many incentives to do this? In the state of Minnesota, for instance, you can get a free beer or a free cocktail if you get the jab. They're trying to incentivize. Some restaurants are offering free gift certificates for appetizers at a restaurant if you get the jab. Don't you find this odd? If you don't, please recommend taking a step back and saying, you got to ask yourself, why are there incentives to get something that you should want? Why are they trying to give it out? Why are they trying to incentivize it? Well, it's probably because they want you to get it, number one. And number two, it's probably not all that healthy if they're providing incentives to do this. The next question must be, what's in this vaccine? What's in the jab? And those who are asking those questions, or those who have been asking this question for the last year, are finding out some unpleasant, ugly truths about what's in that vaccine. So please do not get it, regardless of what the incentive is. Think of it this way. When you watch TV, the number of ads for 5G cellular plans, cell phone plans that are 5G, look at how the ads are structured. Most of them are, bring in your own phone, we'll give you a new one free. Really? These phones are worth $500 to $700. Why would they be giving you free phones? That doesn't make any sense. Or buy one, get two free. Or buy one and get one free for every member of your family. So you must ask yourself the question, what's so good about the 5G that they're giving this away and losing money? 4G works just fine. You know, 4G is not harmful. 4G has great coverage. 4G is relatively inexpensive. But the ads are promoting 5G as best coverage, high-speed data. Well, that may be a little true, 5G, but the studies that have been done on 5G show that it's harmful for humans to have 5G radio activity next to you, near your brain, near your body. 5G is harmful. It's a military version of the electronics. Now, why would we need a military-grade cell phone for simply making calls, texting, and downloading things from the web? Well, we don't. But the 5G network, and those promoting it are, once again, part of the deep state. So watch these ads. They're quite comical, and they're on all the time. It doesn't seem like they're worried too much about how much advertising dollars they're paying. It seems as if almost these companies are being subsidized by someone or some entity to place these ads. Once again, when you see things like that, think CIA, think deep state, black money ops to funnel this sort of money into the general public to be advertising, nonstop advertising. Most of the ads I see on TV are for 5G. The expense of that must leave one scratching their head saying, where's this money coming from? So if I could only encourage everyone out there, please do what you can to not get a 5G phone, and do not encourage family, friends, or relatives to get a 5G phone. Very, very harmful with the radioactive waves. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. A big thanks to our donors, our patrons. Also, remember to share the links, get this information out there. These shows are roughly 30 minutes, audio only. No need to subscribe to listen to them. Easily share the links, get people to listen to them. Listen to our shows while they exercise, walk, work out, drive in their car, and others. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is June 7th, 2021. Thank you for listening.